Yes, sadly, our research coming from lead mental health farming research out of UCD and with Macra and Afirma, we see 20%, sadly, of suicide rates higher in our farming community, higher than the national average. And this is not just an Irish issue, it's a European-wide issue. We know from speaking with farmers on the ground, their roles have become more isolated, financial pressures, the goalposts moving at a policy level, and I take accountability on that, hence the reason why since being elected, sitting on the Agriculture Committee in the European Parliament as well as the Regional Committee allows me and affords me the opportunity to submit amendments in writing and get this consensus of support from all political groupings, which is what happened yesterday. So we had an opinion on the general budget for the EU of 2025. And within that, I submit an amendment which calls for mental health support specifically integrated into EU agriculture policies, and not just short-term, but long-term funding. And that is in prep of the next multi-financial framework, which is the EU big pot of money, making sure member states are playing their part for our farming and agricultural community and our rural community that's impacted by mental health and the challenges that it faces, as well as building to the next common agricultural policy, making sure we have a ring-fenced funding there for the likes of mental health organisations specifically set up for farmer. And I think of Make the Move, which started in Tipperary, and the abundance of work being done on the ground through farm organisations and farmers themselves with the knowledge transfer clinics too. But we've a hell of a lot more work to do to protect our farming community and their mental health. And this amendment, which I saw overwhelming support right across political groupings, was a certain good sign for me that there's big space and understanding right across, as I said, groupings and the member states that MEPs want to support their farmers' mental health, and we're now in the era to do that.
And you mentioned there are tangible, I suppose, factors to this, so the isolation and the financial pressure, but there's also a perception of farmers that just get your head down, get on with the work, and to not talk about it, really.
Absolutely, and, you know, there's pressures within that. But, you know, culturally, we have to be real at where we're at. You know, we're when it comes to mental health, regardless of whether it's agriculture or any other sector in this country, we have a quite a dark cloud over mental health and the conversations around it. When you look at succession planning, access to land, the financial pressures that come from that, when you look at, as I mentioned, the ever-changing policy, and I again stress my role in that and making sure that we have very clear lines in this next common agriculture policy. And then to your point, the perception that, you know, you see issues around our environment and we're quick to blame farmers, which couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, I spent most of the campaign telling people that farmers are not to blame for what we're seeing, that we have a lot of work to do, but it's certainly the work being done already is positively impacting our environment, which they farm or our fishermen and women throughout the coast, not too far away from you in Killybegs and elsewhere, are doing to protect the land, those custodian pieces that they've been doing for generations. So that also bears weight. So we have an awful lot of work to do on making sure funding's in place, the correct health therapies in place, people who work with people in our agriculture and rural background so that they have the right skill set. We've done some already with On Firm Ground coming from the Department of Agriculture in terms of making sure advisors are trained and fully equipped to deal with and support farmers and their mental health. But we don't just stop there. This has to be a short, medium and long term program in place. And as we're building towards this, the support from all across the EU, as well as within each individual member state, as well as within each county, needs to come forth. So it's a building block and something that I will keep the pressure on, making sure we're doing that at a speedier rate than what we've seen.